said that he made it, said it, compared it like this. He said that before he got up around the pulpit, he said he felt that dove flutter over his heart. He knew that God was about to enlarge the gift within him to preach his word. And I didn't know tonight how the service was going to go, but I knew when the last song was sung, before Brother Jeff said anything, I felt that same dove flutter over my soul. I knew that God was about to enlarge the gift in me, because I know that it's nothing that I've got, no gift of my own, nothing that I've done. Still amazes me that he'd even use somebody as useless as me to try to carry his perfect word. But you just pray for us. This evening we've got some scripture that's the closest thing to our heart tonight. In the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter number 17. First Kings chapter 17. We definitely desire your prayers tonight. I've said this a lot. I say it again. I've never figured out how to do this. I hope I never get to a point where I think I have. I just want to depend on the Lord tonight. Send that we stand in need of. We can all say it was good to be in God's house one more time. 1 Kings chapter 17. I know this is some familiar scripture to most of us that read our Bibles. I know this is a very familiar passage concerning Elijah, but this is the closest thing to our heart tonight. 1 Kings chapter number 17. The Bible reads like this. We'll begin reading. In verse number 1, it says, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make thee and for thy son. For thus said the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah." And that's the scripture tonight that I feel Lord's laid on our hearts tonight. So you just pray for us. But if I had a thought tonight, it'd be this. Living from the bottom of the barrel. Living from the bottom of the barrel. Now, pray for us tonight. I know a lot of times we hear different sayings and different things, and you know, Brother Jeff, a lot of people don't even realize that those sayings come from the Word of God and the Scripture. Different things here and there. A lot of folks I've heard this saying before, that folks ought to seen the handwriting on the wall, and that comes from the Word of God. But here we find a passage of Scripture where a man of God by the name of Elijah had went before Ahab, And he had told him there, he said it wasn't going to rain. Or he sat there and it wasn't even going to do, I believe, wasn't even going to fall nor rain according to these years, according to his word. But the Bible said there that he had, as Elijah went out, that he went down and dwelt by the brook. And the Bible said that he drank from that brook. And the Bible said there that ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. Now, this may not have been exactly what Elijah wanted, but I tell you what, it's what God sent. I believe it was good enough. I tell you, a lot of times I believe, Brother Jeff, that we expect more than we should really, deserve tonight. I believe that a lot of times we think, well, we ought to have more than what we've got. But I got news for you tonight. There ain't nothing wrong with living from the bottom of the barrel. Amen. I tell you, a lot of times I get myself in a pity party where I think, oh, I wish I had this or I wish I had that. But oftentimes, God reminds me that he's given me much more than what I deserve. As we come up the highway this afternoon, Brother Jeff, I was going up 75 and I got ready to get on I-20. I looked over there on the bridges and I seen folks laying on blankets and folks with tents set up. And I looked over at Tristan. I said, look at those homeless folk. Amen. And God reminded me, amen, oh, that he's blessed me so much. Oftentimes I think I'm living from the bottom of the barrel. But I tell you what, God's given me much more than I deserve. Amen. But Elijah, the Bible said that the ravens had brought him bread and flesh in the morning. Amen. And bread and flesh in the evening. Amen. The Bible said that he drank from the brook. But there come a time when the brook dried up. Amen. The Bible said that the Lord come to him. Amen. Said, arise and get thee to Zarephath. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm glad that my God's never forsaken me. My God's never let me do without. Amen. I tell you what the psalmist said then. He said, I was once young and now I'm old. Amen. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. I tell you, my God's always provided. Amen. For me and my household. Oh, thanks be unto God tonight. There's been times I've laid down. Amen. I didn't have the very best. I may not have had what I wanted. But, oh, thanks be unto God. I ain't never had to go to bed hungry. I ain't never had to lay my kids down at night and say there's no supper tonight. Well, thank God tonight. I'm glad that sometimes we feel like we're living at the bottom of the barrel. But there ain't nothing wrong with it tonight. Amen. If God is in the midst, amen. Yes, sir. Oh, Elijah, the Bible said that the word of the Lord come to him. Amen. Said, go down to Zarephath. He said, for there I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. Oftentimes in life's journey, Brother Jeff, we have to go down roads. Amen. And go down paths we don't understand. And go down places that we don't understand. I've heard a lot of folks testify as of late about different jobs and changing jobs. Amen. But oh, ain't you glad that God's still able, amen, to take care of his people. Amen. Oftentimes, amen, there have been times in my life where I had a whole lot more than I got right now. Amen. I thought, oh, God's really blessing me. But you hear me. There's been times in my life, just like right now, amen, I can look up and say, whoa, God's far better to me when I've got less monetarily. Amen. Well, thank God. Thank God tonight. It ain't about what you possess down here. Amen. It's about what you possess up yonder. Amen. It's no wonder he said there, amen, that where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. It's no wonder he said, lay not for yourself treasures on this earth. Amen. Where moth and rust does corrupt. Amen. Where men break in and steal it. Amen. I've got more on the other side to look forward to.
that I have down here. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, thank God tonight. I'm glad that God's got a way of taking care, amen, of his people. Amen. The scripture said this tonight, that he chose the poor of this world, rich in faith toward him. Amen. I tell you what, I know what it's like, Brother Jeff, to be grown up. Amen. Poor, we didn't have much. Amen. Growing up, I was telling a fellow, amen, here a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about how poor he is. I said, you don't know what poor is. I was talking about when I was growing up, he was talking about how things was when he's coming up. I began to tell him a little bit about it. I said, when I was coming up, when I was a teenager, he began to talk about cable television. I said, we didn't have that either. I said, but we did have two TVs. He interrupted me and said, that's more than we got. I said, hold on a minute, you didn't let me finish. I said, we had a big one on the bottom. It was for the sound. And the one on top was the picture. Amen. We took two of them to get something out of it. We was poor, but we had God. Amen. Amen. We had God. Amen. In our home. Brother Jeff, I remember being raised in church. I remember time and time again, just a little bitty feller. I loved to sing in church with my daddy. Amen. While he played the guitar. Amen. I remember in some little country churches. Amen. I remember putting a little steel folding chair, amen, behind the pulpit. I thought it was good to get up behind the pulpit. I didn't know that was where God was going to put me later on. Amen. But I thought back then it was something. Amen. I remember a lot of times my daddy play and sing. Amen. He loved that old song, I'm poor as a beggar, but I'm rich as a king. I've seen my daddy get happy, Brother Jim. Amen. Get to shouting and throw the guitar down. Amen. I've seen him run the aisles. Amen. I see him tell folks he felt like he had a gold brick in every pocket. I didn't understand it then. But oh, thank God, I understand it now. Amen. Amen. Living from the bottom of the barrel. But old Elijah there, the Bible said that the Lord told him to go on down to Zarephath, that there was going to be a widow woman there that was going to sustain him, somebody there to take care of his need. Amen. I tell you, God knows what he's doing. Oftentimes he works in mysterious ways, don't he? Oftentimes we wonder where he's at and what he's doing. But I tell you what, if you follow God, you always go in the right direction. Amen. If he's told you to do it, you just follow him. It'll work every time. Amen. Oh, Elijah, I can just almost see the brook's done dried up. Amen, this carnal mind. Amen, I'm just talking about us good Baptists. We wonder, what are we going to do now? We'll wring our hands and worry. Where's the next meal coming from? How are we going to make ends meet? But I tell you what we need to do. We need to turn our ears toward God and listen to him. Amen, I've heard Brother Harold Weatherford say it time and time again. Amen. When trouble comes to somebody's house, the first thing they'll do is quit going to church. He said, if you want to quit something, quit buying your groceries down at Kroger. Start buying them at Ingles. Change something else. But don't turn your back on God. Follow him. It'll work. Amen. It'll work. I don't care how gloom circumstances might be, how dark things go. There's been times in my life, Brother Jeff, amen, where I'd sit there and figure out my checkbook. Amen, I'd say, oh, this week, it just don't add up. I don't see what's going to, amen, in my mind, I'd get to worrying about it. Amen, but I tell you, there'd been time and time again. Amen, I'd get out of the church house. Amen, just exactly what I need for that week. Oftentimes, I'd be sitting there in an envelope with my name on it. I wouldn't know who it come from. But thank God, God prepared the heart. Amen. Or somebody. Amen. It wasn't nothing over. But it was just exactly what I needed. Amen. Oh, Elijah went over there to Zarephath, just like the Lord told him. And the Bible said when he got there, he seen a woman gathering some stick. Amen. He told her, said, "Oh, would you go and fetch me just a little drink of water?" And the Bible said that when she went to do that, amen, he saw that she was willing, amen, to get him something to drink. I believe he said, "Pardon me, ma'am. Would you bring me a little morsel of bread while you're at it?" Amen. She said, "Oh, I've not even got a cake, oh man of God. All I've got is just a little handful of oil down in a barrel, or meal in a barrel, and a little bit of oil in a crude." Amen. But she said, "I just here gathering these two sticks. I was going to go in and dress that for me and my son, and we's going to eat it and die." I'm talking about being at the bottom of the barrel, feeling like there's no hope, no way of escape, and God intervenes. Amen. The man of God said, "Don't you worry about it." Amen. You just go and make me a little cake first. Amen. When you do that, make for yourself. Amen. And if you'll do that, the meal barrel, amen, will never fail. Oh, thank God. I tell you, you'll never go wrong following God and doing what he have you to do. Amen. Lee, we live in a day. We live in a day where prosperity has killed us as a nation. I believe that. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like hard economic times. No better than anybody else does. But oftentimes, Brother Jeff, in my mind, I've thought about that. Is that what it takes? Is that what it's going to take to bring America back down to her knees? Folks in the 30s, you hear about the Great Depression. Amen. You hear about a lot of other things. And oh, how they depended on God. I've said it a lot of times in my prayers. God, if that's what it takes, send it to bring America back where you'd have her to be, where she could depend on you and learn to live from the bottom of the barrel. Amen. Oh, we live in a land of prosperity. Spoiled generation. Think we've got to have everything and have it right now, when we want it, how we want it. And you know what? Every time you turn the television on, them so-called preachers, they ain't preachers. I'll just be honest with you. You know what the Bible tells me? Their God's their own belly. Amen. They're wanting to feel their own good. They don't care about you and I. Amen. Every time you turn it on, they're talking about a book they've wrote. They're talking about sowing a seed offering. They're talking about, oh, if you'll give this money to our church, God will bless you, and folks are falling for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Oh, they're looking for a way of escape, but they're not looking toward God. Amen. You know what Scripture teaches me? I believe it's in 2 Timothy. But he said, "There's some there who teach not wholesome words and true doctrines of Christ." He said, "They teach that gain is godliness." He said, "From such withdraw yourself." He said, "But godliness with contentment." Oh, glory be unto God. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen. You can be happy. You can be happy and live at the bottom of the barrel. You can. I tell you, in the last couple of years, Brother Jeff, it's burdened me with the prison ministry. I tell you, it seemed like that since Brother Joel started pastoring, it seemed like church after church started dropping support. Got down to a point now where we ain't got about two or three churches supporting us now. And I've wondered oftentimes, I thought, "Oh Lord, how am I going to continue on this work?" But I got to thinking about that thing, Brother Jeff. Hey man, I don't stay in no nice motel when I go out of town. I try not to stay in the dirtiest one because I don't want to wind up with something I can't get rid of. Hey man, but I tell you what, I've often wondered about that. Hey man, I made a promise to God, Brother Jeff. I said, "As long as you'll give me gas money, if I have to take a gallon of water with me and a bologna sandwich and wash my face and sleep in a van, I'll do what you have me to do." Amen. Ain't that wrong? Ain't that wrong with living at the bottom of the barrel? If God's in it, amen. Oh, if God's in it, amen. I tell you what. Oh, but we've lived into a spoiled generation. We've lived in a place where we want to give our kids everything. Max out the credit cards. If we ain't got it, get it anyway. I'm telling you something tonight. There ain't nothing wrong with doing without. There ain't nothing wrong with living at the bottom of the barrel. This woman felt like giving up hope. Felt like all hope was gone, but she done what the Word of God said. She done exactly what God told her to do. And the Bible said that meal barrel didn't waste. I can just about see her, Brother Jeff, every time she goes in there. I can see her scoop her hand down under her fingernails, reaching and scrubbing the very bottom of it. Amen. By coming up with some meal in her hand. Amen. Taking that little cruise of oil. Amen. Mingling it together and making some cakes out of it. Amen. I believe she bowed her head. Amen. Said, oh God, we thank you for giving us another meal. Amen. I tell you, God's people will be thankful for whatever. Amen. I don't care if it's a pack of saltine crackers and a glass of hot water. If that's all you got, you ought to bow your head and thank God for it. Amen. I hear those inmates complain a lot of time about the food they get. Amen. I'll tell them the same thing. You could be a whole lot worse off. Amen. You could be out on the street corner. Amen. Without anything in your pocket, nobody to show mercy on you. Amen. If the state will give you a bologna sandwich, be thankful for it. Amen. If your bread's so dry, it looks like it's toasted. Thank God for it. Ain't nothing wrong with living at the bottom of the barrel. Amen. Oh, it's what a woman. She was content, I believe. I believe she knew what it was like to have godliness. Contentment was great gain. I believe she understood that. I believe God got her to a place where she hit rock bottom. You know, sometimes that's where we got to get. We got to get to a place where we feel like we're absolutely at our very lowest. Sometimes before we look up and recognize that God's working. Sometimes we look back on situations, Brother Jeff, and we think while we're going through it, we think, where are you, God? But then we look back and we look on it years later and say, oh, thank God for it. I'm here to tell you tonight, ain't nothing wrong tonight with living from the bottom of the barrel. Ain't nothing wrong with doing out a few things. Amen. I tell you what you need to do, just thank God for what you do have. Amen. See, it's not about what we've got in this world. See, Scripture teaches us, I believe, in Luke chapter 16, very familiar Scripture. The Bible talks about an account of two men. I don't believe it's a parable. I believe it's a literal account. One man was rich, clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day, had everything this world had to offer, Brother Jeff. A lot of folks read that story and say, boy, I'd like to be like him. But I tell you what, you better not judge the story from the very beginning. You better wait till she bears out to the end. Because the Bible said there was a little beggar boy named Lazarus that was laid at his gate full of sores. And the Bible said, moreover, that the dogs come by and licked his sore. Amen. I tell you, a lot of folks say, oh, pitiful little Lazarus. I'd rather be the rich man. But you hear me what the book of Proverbs said. The memory of the just is blessed. But the name of the wicked shall rot. He said there, went on to say, a good name is rather be chosen than great riches. I believe that old beggar Lazarus, he lived in his life at the bottom of the barrel, but he had his trust in God. Amen. That old rich man didn't even say his name. Didn't even say his name. Didn't even mention his name. Old Lazarus had a name. Thank God, I'm glad when I got saved, I got a new name. Lost folks ain't got a name like I got. Amen. They're just a memory that fades away and passes away. Amen. But thank God for a child of God. He's given to us a new name. Oh, glory be unto God. You might live at the bottom of the barrel, but if you live it with God, praise Him. Amen. Old Lazarus, the Bible said at come time both of them died. That rich man, the Bible said, died and was buried, lift his eyes in hell. That old beggar named Lazarus, the Bible said when he died, that the angels carried him to Abraham's bosom. The Bible said that rich man saw Lazarus afar off. He said, Father Abraham, I would you just send old Lazarus down here. He might just dip his finger in some water and cool my tongue because I'm tormented in this flame. Father Abraham said, no, there's a great gulf fixed between us and thee. He said, he ain't able to pass back from you. He said, remember in thy lifetime thou receivest a good thing. Lazarus receiveth evil things. Lazarus lived his life at the bottom of the barrel, but he had God with him. I don't care what nobody said. I don't believe he starved to death by no means. I don't believe that with all my heart. God ain't going to let nobody starve to death. The Bible said he was full of sores. Hezekiah had one boil. The Bible said sickness was unto death. Old beggar boy Lazarus, he was covered with from head to toe. I believe he died of whatever he had with them boils and them sores. Amen. I know good and well he didn't starve to death. I know the Bible said he desired the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. There's been time when I wished I had more than what I did. But I believe he probably had a piece of molded bread or a molded biscuit. He had something to eat on. He didn't starve to death. Amen. He might have lived his life at the bottom of the barrel. When it come time for him to die, when it come down for him to die, the things of this world didn't matter anything. Not once at all. I've thought about that scripture oftentimes, Brother Jeff. That old rich man had everything he could have done. He had everything there was to offer to that old poor boy. I believe he could have got him some good doctors. He could have given him some good clothes. He could have done a lot of things for him. But you know what? That old beggar had more than that. I believe he had some good advice for him. You say, why you say that, preacher? Because I believe with all my heart, somewhere along the line, he told him about his God. And I believe that old rich man may have mocked him and ridiculed him, saying, if you got such a good God, what are you doing laying out here? But I believe with all my heart, somewhere along the line, he shared his testimony with him. Because the rich man's final request was, send him down to my brother's house. I've got five brethren, and I don't want them to come to this awful place. Amen. I believe he wanted him to go tell about his experience with God. Don't judge me for what you see on the outside. For what's on the inside, that's the good part. That's what matters. Oh, a lot of folks say, well, they try to judge God's blessings on somebody's life by what they've got and what they possess. But I already mentioned to you tonight, amen, that gain is not godliness. That godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen. Old Lazarus. He knew what it was like to live in the bottom of the barrel. This widow woman, she found out what it was like to live, just to live from the bottom of the barrel. She thought she was going to die, Brother Jeff. Thought she was at her very end. Thought death was right around the corner. But she found life in the very bottom of that barrel, trusting what God said. I don't know anybody's heart tonight. I don't know tonight really where to go with this and how to close tonight. But I want them to come with a verse of some song. I don't know what you've been going through tonight. And oftentimes people get in a place in their life, Brother Jeff, life's hard. You know that? Life is cruel. Things come up in our life a lot of times that just crumble all around us, but I'm glad I ain't got my trust in all those things. It's no wonder when the stock market, when those Twin Towers got hit and the stock market went to going down, people had put their whole livestock, their whole livelihood was in the stock market. Folks lost jobs. They lost houses. They lost lands. They lost cars. I'm talking about multimillionaires and plenty of folks, and some folks that wasn't even millionaires that still had a lot of money tied up in there that lost their whole retirement and everything they had. Folks took their life. Suicide rate went through the roof. Folks taking their own life. Why? Because they felt like they was at the very end. They was at the bottom of the barrel, and there was nowhere else to go. But you see, when sometimes if you get to the bottom of the barrel, just look up. Just look up and realize there's a God in heaven that wants to save you. There's a God in heaven that wants to rescue you and take care of you. You know, Brother Jeff, I say this a lot, especially in prison dealing with men, because I know how us men are. We think we can handle our situations ourselves. We want to take care of our own situations. We don't want to consult God with anything. That's our human nature as a man. We think, hey, we can handle this. We can take care of this. But, Brother Jeff, it don't matter how big or how small it is. If I put my hands to it and I don't trust God and ain't got him in it, it's going to be a mess every single time. I make a mess out of things every, and I mention this a lot of times. I know I do, but you hear me tonight. Something, just a simple illustration of it. You know, a little storm will come by, Brother Jeff, sometimes and blow some shingles off our roof. And you know what we say? Well, we can fix that. There ain't no sense in hiring nobody. We don't need no professional to come out and do it. We can take care of ourselves. 9 times out of 10, we'll get up there and make a bigger mess out of it than what was already there. Wind up still having to go and pay somebody to fix the problem now that we've messed up. Cause more damage because we wouldn't trust in the professional, the one that knew what they was doing. And that's how it is with our lives a lot of times with God. When we can just need to trust him with it, no matter what we say, well, it's too small, we can take care of it. And I tell you what, we just need to trust him with everything. But let me tell you tonight, there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with being at the bottom of the barrel. You can have joy and peace and happiness in it. I can tell you, I can testify to that tonight. I may not have a big bank account. I may not drive the fanciest cars. And I tell you what, I thank God for the feeling I have in my heart and soul to know that I'm a child of God. To ride down the road and him overwhelm my soul when I don't deserve it. That's what he does for me from living life at the bottom of the barrel.
I look back on my life a lot of times, Brother Jeff, and I think, boy, I made some bad financial decisions. Times in my life when I seemed like I had plenty of money and doing this right there, but I'll tell you what, I lived a life, it was miserable back then. And part of me in the flesh, Brother Jeff's, wished I'd have done some different things and made some different decisions. But then there's a spiritual side of me that says, no, I can enjoy exactly right where I'm at. I can be content with right where I'm at right now. Whatever state I'm in, the Bible says, therewith be content. That's what we need to learn tonight. Just be content where we're at. There's nothing wrong with living a life and not having some of the finer things, not having some of the things maybe we used to have or some of the things we thought we should have in our life. I tell you what, number one main thing in our life, we need God above all things. I'm through tonight. I know it was scattered tonight, but I've tried my best to do what God had me to do, Brother Jeff.